This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
There are really cool things happening at the Mount Gambier MFS at the moment, and I've got the commander, Mark Searcy, in the studio with me. Mark, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ewan.
Mate, it's been a busy couple of weeks for you guys.
It's been a very big week this week. Exciting news for the community of Mount Gambier at the station. On Monday, we commenced some new staffing arrangements, whereas previously we had a full-time crew at the station 5 days a week, 8-hour days, and now we've increased to 10-hour days over 7 days a week. So we've now increased the full-time crew at the station, which are ready to go straight out the door when required, from 40 hours a week to 70 hours a week. And then I should also explain that outside of those hours, we still have our retained, which are part-time firefighters, and when they're required, they're paged and they come in and respond to outside of those hours from the station.
Now, that is obviously really cool news for the Limestone Coast and great news for the city.
Yep, it is. It's fantastic news because everyone knows that, you know, even a couple of minutes can mean the difference between thousands of dollars in fire damage. And not only that, but it could also mean the difference between life and death.
And how did it come about that we were lucky enough to get these, improvements to the service?
It's always been a plan to go towards having an actual 24/7 station, and this is just the first step in that occurring. And recently, negotiations that were made in our enterprising agreement between our union and management and government, we were able to get extra manning across the whole of the Metropolitan Fire Service, and we were lucky at Mount Gambier to be able to get another 6 staff. I should also mention that out of those 6 staff, 2 of those have transferred from Adelaide, but the other 4 were actually retained part-time firefighters from regional areas, and they've just completed their 15 weeks of training down in Adelaide as recruits. And 2 of those were actually former retains from Mount Gambier, so they've now progressed to full-time jobs.
Absolutely sensational. Now, mate, last time we talked, I reckon we were talking about the competition that takes place between all of the fireys in South Australia. Any news as yet as to how you've gone?
That's right, and I had to take the Chief Officer's Shield back to Adelaide last week. I did say, why don't we just get it re-engraved and leave it on the wall? But the boss wouldn't be up for that. No, all the competitions have now been completed, and expecting an announcement very soon. So we're crossing our fingers.
As you would.
Hoping we've done a back-to-back. Yep.
Mark, it's been great to have you in the studio. Congratulations on all the improvements to the Mount Gambier MFS. It is really sensational news that not only we've got some extra staff and we've got the station that is being staffed on a more regular basis, it's really cool to see as the city grows that the MFS is growing with it. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
On 963 Triple M, how awesome is that? Mark Searcy from the MFS this morning on Triple M.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.